The Third Brand.
Audio.
Previously on the Lost Tales of Adventuring, Livy's vision of the bend in the road showed her a group of road bandits that may be picking off weary travelers. With some spirited debate, our friends decide whether to ambush the ambushers or to use Fastfinger's Faden as bait. They ultimately decide to maneuver amongst the treetops and cut through the dangerous forest instead of facing the bandits. Making fools of themselves and making multiple noises, they come close to exposing themselves to the bandits, but somehow continue to avoid their surveillance. When Skylar falls from the trees, Faden and Kevo are left alone when Kevo forces Faden to give up his gold payment, and Faden leaves the group unceremoniously to Skylar's disgust. A growing animosity grows between the group, and Skylar drifts into his worm madness yet again. Even with their issues, they eventually make it across the shortcut in the treetops. Once around the bend in the road, our friends grow more agitated and argue about how to reach the League of Wizards. Deciding to cut through the treacherous forest, our friends quickly encounter another Draken Maja. Skylar, in an attempt to attack, fires his Thacia Rod, but a misfire causes an ice cone to form on the forest floor, and Skylar then falls 3 stories onto the upside-down cone. Thinking quickly, Skylar's allies are able to defeat the Draken Maja and leave its corpse next to their injured friend. Is Skylar crippled? Are our friends growing apart? Will we ever see Fast Fingers Faden again? We'll find out right now on another episode of The Lost Tales of Adventuring. Lizard Kevo, you are now down on the floor's floor, looking over at Skylar on a weird little upside-down cone ice table where he looks to be hurt in a little bit. And Livy, you're on the ground covered in blood.
Yes, I am. And proud of it, too.
Yeah. And at this point, Fast Fingers Faden has left you. He is nowhere visible. He has broken his contract with Skylar, giving back his money. Raiders are off in the distance, but not visible to you at this moment. Dense forest, and a canopy is up above you. Kevo, you remember when you were at the top of the trees that the southeast of where you are at from that tree area is where the League of Wizards is. At this point, you could continue forward through the brush and trees, or you could continue down the path, taking a little bit longer path, but more open and visible.
Okay. How high up is Skylar on this ice pillar?
He's only like 5 feet off the ground.
All right. So can I see that he's pretty mangled?
He's not. He doesn't have a shattered spine, but he's hurt.
So I'm gonna ask Olivia. I'm gonna say, Olivia, can you do me a favor?
So I'm not paying attention to him at this point. I'm kind of like playing with all the blood.
Oh, okay.
On me.
That's fair.
And looking at my hair, kind of just like flicking it around.
Olivia!
Seeing where the blood can go when I throw my hands around.
Olivia!
Olivia participates in blood spatter.
Blood dance.
Oh, Olivia!
Olivia does a blood dance.
All right, so I just ignore Olivia for now then.
Skylar, you are conscious in pain. And you have ice worms on your chest.
I don't feel so good, you guys.
Skylar, are you okay?
Did you see Blitzen? Did you see him?
God damn it.
Yeah.
I just hold it in the air. Like you see it?
Yeah, I see him. I see him, Skylar. Are you okay, though? How's your body?
I can't feel it. I'm kind of numb.
Skylar is laying on top of pure ice.
It might just be because you're laid on top of pure ice. try to wiggle your toes. Can you see him move?
I have shoes on.
Don't take your shoes off. It's cold up there.
Yeah. It's getting colder by the minute.
Yeah.
Skylar, you feel a splash and spatter of blood on the side of your face. Olivia is still blood dancing.
The fuck? Wait. And I grab
the blood feels warm.
I grab the Blitzen.
Yeah. Okay.
Ice worm Blitzen. Right. And then I like rub it on the blood splatter. Look. Now it's Rudolph. It's Rudolph now.
God in heaven. It hurts. It hurts me physically.
God. That was so bad.
I was waiting for her to jump up there. I was gonna do it to her, but you know, didn't work out that way. But I still got it in there.
God damn it.
It's Rudolph. Look, he's red.
Kevo,
yeah. So bright.
In the middle of this nonsense, you feel a little awkward twitching inside your chest where the lizard egg is.
All right. Does it feel like that the twitching, does it appear as though it's trying to get out or just move?
If you were to gauge it and feeling, you could maybe guess it's like a baby inside of a womb.
So it's probably hatching at some point.
You've been incubating
it? Maybe at some point. You're not 100%, but it is twitching, and it does appear to still be...
alive.
Alive, yeah.
Okay. So I try to... Well, okay, hold on. Skylar, I'm gonna come up there and get you. Just hold on.
I think I could probably come down.
No. Just stay. It's like 5 feet.
Yeah, I that's not that far. I try to just roll over like onto my belly.
I move quickly in a snake man like fashion to get into a catching position.
All right, I'm gonna have to do a double roll to see who's better. Skylar rolls off of the ice table and collapses onto the ground.
How bad was my roll? Or how bad did he beat me?
You rolled a 3 and he got a 12.
All right, so I'm gonna run over and then I'm gonna notice about halfway before I get there that he's gonna beat me to the ground, and so then I'm just gonna do that thing where I'm like, "Oh, I'll catch you." Just kind of lazily hold up my hands.
Kevin gives the appearance that he tried.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe it. Gives the appearance that he tried.
I was like 5 feet.
Skylar, all your ice worms shatter.
No! Rudolph! Fuck it.
At this point, you peer over looking at the dead Draken Maja. It appears fierce and terrifying.
Hey, look! I killed it! Yeah. I killed it, guys!
You sure did, buddy? We're proud of you. Olivia! Olivia, are you done?
Huh? Oh, wait, here. And I jump on top of the Draken Maja and I grab its face and I say, take my picture.
If only Faden could see us now, huh?
I do one of those fake like finger cameras like, and I take a picture of Olivia.
Don't forget to shake it. You got to shake it. God
damn it. I act like I'm shaking a Polaroid.
Kevil, possibly the only coherent person, peers up to the sky. And you see a similar sight that you saw when you were in the town of Poonton. A smoking, meteor-like figure comes flying, and you see it coming towards the air and towards all of you.
Directly towards us?
In your vicinity.
Fucking shit. God damn it. I basically yelled, take cover. Take cover! But I go to grab the body of the Draken Maja and try and pull it to a safe location.
Kevo, with your lizard strength, you are able to start to inch it forward, but it does appear even too heavy, even for your slightly enhanced strength. You're only able to squish it up a couple of inches. Right. Livy and Skylar, you now recognize the smoke coming at you, and it's going to be here in about 2 seconds. You have one option to do something.
Seeing the smoke and the meteorite type looking thing, I snap out of it. I'll be like, oh, Kevin, do you need help? Here, I'll help you. And I grab a leg and pull.
I got this, guys. I got this. And I try to like prop myself up with the glacial shaft, like, you know, like pick myself up.
That's fair.
Livy, don't kill it. Don't kill another innocent wizard. I got this. If I could just get up, I can.
Skylar, just hide. Just take cover.
I'm fucking trying.
Skylar, attempting to stand, the smoky ball of smoke plows into the top of the trees, and you see it smash off several different branches, and the smoke dissipates off of it. You see the figure of another body, possibly a wizard, slamming into several branches and then collapsing onto the ground. It lands about 20 feet away from you, Kevo, and it is continuing to smoke.
God damn it. All right. So, I'm going to ask Olivia very kindly. I'm going to say, Olivia, could you do me, I'm going to go check on the smoking wizard.
Uh-huh.
Could you just cut the heart out of this thing?
Yeah, I'd love to. All
right. Skylar, you make an ice wheelchair. I'm going to be right back.
Oh, Maybe I could do that.
Just to keep him distracted. And then I'm going to walk towards the smoking wizard man.
All right. Kevo, inching up your big, intimidating, scary lizard body, you get up close to this wizard, or this cloaked figure lying face down on the ground and smoking off of every inch of its surface, and you reach it as it's face down on the ground.
Do we remember from before when the other one came to Poonton?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Lizardo did like a magic spell to put him out. Was that right?
Yes, he did.
All right. Do we recall if he was like, before Flizzardo did that, were they hot to the touch? Like, did we have any indication at all or anything?
No, there was no heat or radiant heat at all. It was just smoke, like a signaling smoky.
I'd like to take a look around on the forest floor for some sticks.
All right.
About like 2 feet. I want to try to rub them together. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd like to get... I'd like to find something sturdy enough that I'm going to be able to like prop under the body to flip them over.
It won't matter if you roll a 20 anyway.
All right.
No, I'm going to get all the words.
God damn it. Looking down on the ground, a couple of the branches and twigs that the body took out itself, you are able to pull it up, and it's about a good 4 feet long. You could utilize it to leverage him over to his belly or his back.
I do as such.
So he didn't have to do like a deep look for that?
Skylar, looking over at Kevo, you look down at your glacier rod, seeing that, you know, it would work better than a twig or something, and you see him flip the body over. As it flips over, Kevo, you see the exposed and torn open cloak and chest of this wizard that has similar runes carved into the chest that you saw in Poonton. And as you look at it, you start to see some eyes slowly flutter open.
Does he look familiar at all?
Is it Faden? Is that Faden?
No!
It is not Faden.
He came back!
No!
He Skylar, came back to fulfill the contract! I knew he wouldn't leave us, he's a good man!
No, Skylar, it's not Faden! It's not Faden! How's the wheelchair coming, man?
What wheelchair?
The ice wheelchair that you're making! How's it going?
I can't fucking do that!
No, just try.
As Kevo, looking down at the face of this cloaked, hooded person, it does appear to be human, perhaps a Hispanic nature, like a Native American dark Hispanic nature.
All right.
And he looks up at you with the weird runes carved into his chest, and he looks up at you, and he just peers at you with bloodshot eyes, and he just said, "Run!" And then his eyes stare up at you, cold and dead. His eyes remain open, staring at you.
I look
at you. Hey, Kevin, I got the heart! Here! Here!
Thanks, Olivia! I'll be right there!
Wait, but...
And I turn around and kind of come back towards Olivia, head that direction. But before I do, I look at the guy and I say, "Night dream, sweet prince." And then head towards Olivia.
That's fair.
Beautiful.
All right, yeah. Livy. You have carved out the heart of this Draken Maja.
I hold it up in the air.
It appears to have like 6 valves off of it, and it's massive. It's as big as your head.
I'm holding it up. And I'm looking up at it.
Like, blood trickles down Olivia's arm.
It makes no difference. I'm covered in it already.
So I get up to Olivia, and I say, Skylar, come here. Come here. Can you hobble over here?
In the meantime, after mentioning the wheelchair thing, like instead of a wheelchair, I've just made like probably like a 6-foot long worm with a seat on the back of it, and I'm sitting in the seat.
Skylar successfully makes ice worm seat.
All right.
It does appear as though it could easily be pushed on the ground.
I'm sure it could.
It would slide real smooth.
It'd be really great if somebody was strong enough and big enough to be able to help him out with that. It's too bad.
This thing's cold on my ass, Kevin.
Skylar, you feel your dick freezing over.
Is it stuck to his leg?
No, he's got pants on. Okay. He's fine. It's just real cold. It's numbing up his dick.
How close is he to me and Olivia?
You walking over to Olivia to peer at the giant Draken Maja heart, you're about 15 feet away from Skylar.
All right.
On his ice.
I attempt to use the glacial rod like a Frenchman in one of those boats, like with the long stick. You know, you like push the boat along with the stick. I try to like row myself.
God damn it.
On the
Skylar successfully Venice boatmans his worm closer to you guys.
Beautiful.
I mean, are my legs like broken? Like, are
they are
fucked?
Not broken, but you are pretty hurt.
I'm not like I can't.
You
really,
are not.
I'm
paralyzed.
Hobble at best.
If you were to try and walk on your feet, it would not go as fast as your ice worm.
Yes. Okay. There. All right. I made the right decision.
What if he makes ice crutches?
Well, that would make his underarms cold.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
His ass.
He only has one hand, so I don't know. Oh,
Skylar, you feel your taint numbing over.
Good point.
No. I don't feel it numbing over. It's numb.
Yeah, the absence of feeling in your taint is upsetting.
Yeah. as Skylar makes his way over to us, I'm gonna kind of confer with Olivia and be like, okay, so I think what we should do, I'm gonna take this thing out, my lizard thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but see, I think when I take it out, I'm gonna turn back into Jizz Man. So I'd like you to get a cup of me so we can feed it to Skylar so he stops being crazy.
What do I put your cup in?
Does Olivia have any cups?
Her mouth.
It's not happening.
Olivia, come on.
She'd have to put it in her mouth and then spit it into Skylar's mouth.
Please, Olivia. You've got a snowball for Skylar.
No, that's not how this episode is going.
It's really not that bad. No, actually, it is that bad. Don't do it. I'm fine, you guys. Come on. We can make it to the league. Look at I've got Speedy. I've got Speedy here. Underlay.
Skylar patches ice worm.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Olivia,
right?
Check your bag. Is there anything that's gonna be able to hold any kind of liquid?
I checked my bag.
Maybe I shouldn't name him Speedy. What should I name this guy, you guys? What do you think?
Donner. Call him Donner.
Livy.
That's bad. The Donner party's like they all ate each other and stuff. Are you guys gonna eat me?
Skylar, we're figuring out a plan.
Livy, going into your bag, you have some shin guards that have a little curvature to it that you could hold some Kevo jizzness in.
Jizzness?
And slide it down Skylar's mouth throat.
Olivia, do you accept?
Well, it doesn't matter if she accepts. I don't want to know. That's gross. I don't want to do that again.
Do you want to be crazy?
Do you love
forever?
Your ice worm?
I'm not, dude, look at. Samuel is a nice, nice guy. Look at him.
Skylar.
Look at this. And I just like spin around. I use the rod to like spin myself around. I'm like, look. He's
Skylar successfully does a 360 on his ice
Skylar,
worm.
Oh Skylar, my God. Skylar, the wizard that just shot here, he told us to run. Can you run?
I mean, I could slide pretty good. Look, yeah. I mean, look at this. I'm sliding back and forth.
We need to leave.
As you guys are talking, the smoke from this wizard's body has started billowing out and around the whole area. And from a distance, Kevo, you see some of the raiders coming out to peer at what the smoke is. They still can't see you at this time. It's very difficult with all the smoke fogging you out. You have a little bit of a smoke screen, but you can make them out in the distance coming out from wherever they were hiding.
All right.
I mean, I don't think I could run anyways. Like, look at my legs. And I like pull up like one of my pant legs.
Kevo, looking at his legs, they appear to be bruised and you see a couple little blisters.
All right. I ignore Skylar at this point.
Have an idea.
Yeah.
Kevin, I have an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Skylar, don't listen to this, okay?
I mean, I have ears.
But anyway, okay, Kevin, here.
Go.
Okay. Let's do the thing. Super quick. Let's do the thing. I have an idea.
Okay.
Go.
The pulling out of my chest thing?
Yeah.
All right. So I go to pull the lizard baby out of my chest.
Was it a baby or an egg? It was an egg, right?
It was an egg. Kevo, reaching in and pulling out the slimy egg of the serpent's offspring, pull it out of your body, and you start slowly morphing out of your lizard figure and back into Jizzy Kevman.
We're going to make breakfast? I like mine over easy.
Shut up, Skylar! Shut up!
Scrambled. Fine, scrambled.
So to where Skylar is not looking, I start putting some of the jizz into the shin guard.
We could shave some dragon
bacon. And
then
I stir in my bloody hand to make it turn red. I'll tell you why.
Fair.
Turn it all red.
Okay.
And then I pull out, because I know I have a health potion vial.
You do?
I do? Okay. So I pretend like, hey, Skylar, I'm going to pour this into my shin guard to make it like a cup so it's super easy to drink. And I pour it into the shin.
It'll heal you.
Yeah, because your legs, remember?
Dude, we scrambled
here
eggs.
Here you go.
Jack
here
and
you
bacon.
Go. Here, drink
Chef
a potion
Livy
so your,
hands
so your legs
a shin guard filled with some kind of red liquid.
We gotta run. They're coming.
Come on, you need to heal your legs, man.
Hurry.
It almost looks a little bit like a pasta sauce.
Do you want to run?
Salsa for the eggs.
Salsa for the eggs. Yep. Have the salsa to make the eggs.
Hurry, just take a sip.
Just take a sip.
You gotta put it on the eggs.
No, but take a sip to make sure it's okay.
We're in a hurry. They're coming.
Okay.
Livy hands over the shin guard with some of the salsa-ness to it. Skylar, you're able to hold it in your hands now, and you?
I attempt to take a sip out of the long end.
Skylar, gently tipping it up, takes a teensy-weensy little sip.
What do I taste? What do I taste, flavor-wise?
It's like...
Blood and cum.
It's a salty... penny,
okay,
with a piece of iron in it.
As good health potions taste.
Do I?
Yeah.
As all yeah, because I've had health potions. Does it?
No, it doesn't taste anything okay. like health potions.
Does it taste good to me, or do is this my?
It's
do I
very
make that?
Salty.
It's.
How's it tasting, buddy?
We're gonna need to fucking thin this out.
Kevo, looking behind you, you see that a group of about six of the road pirates have now congregated in the middle of the roadway, and they are encroaching closer to where the smoke is coming from.
I whip around and look at Olivia and say, "Shove the heart in my chest."
Okay. I grab it and I shove it in him.
We need like some basil. Yes, we need some basil. Maybe some water to thin this out. Man, it's fucking bad.
Livy, ramming the Draken Maja heart into the middle of Kevo's chest, it rams in and plops out the other side of him.
Damn it.
Okay, Will. All right. Out of idea. Let's go.
Yeah, and I put the egg back in.
All right.
See if that helps.
Kevo, plopping the egg back in, you start morphing back into your lizard body creature and you feel life re-energizing you back to a solid form.
All right.
And it starts kicking again.
That's fine. I punch it. what's Skylar's situation? Did you actually put health potion in it too?
No,
you didn't.
Just pretended to pour the vial in it.
Is there any kind of grass clippings around, or like what's the floor like? Is there moss bits?
Yeah,
or, like,
there's moss.
I've been like sprinkling like stuff into it to try it like. I'm still under the impression it's a sauce.
What?
I don't know. It's like super salty and it tastes like shit. I'm trying to season it.
So like moss?
Like Skyler. Little bits of moss and
give
like...
Skyler, what are your feelings on worms?
I'm not gonna eat them. I'm not going to put them in the sauce. I mean, we got Draken bacon here. We could just make some slices.
Kevin, realizing that worms in the red sauce might look like spaghetti.
All right. So he's still crazy. All right.
I only had a tiny baby sip.
Yeah, you only had a teensy weensy little sip.
You didn't
sip.
Force it down my neck.
That's fine.
My mouth, throat. What do you say?
I go to forcibly grab the shin guard from him with my lizard strength and try and force it down his mouth.
Skylar, do you accept or do you fight?
No, I try to. I'm like, give it. No, this is my sauce. I'm making the sauce. Back up off my sauce.
Sorry. Kevo successfully gets the entire front end of the shin guard into Skylar's mouth and dumps the entire thing down.
I do that thing where when you're giving cats medicine and you blow on their eyes to make them swallow, I do that to Skylar. I start blowing
what
in his face.
What the fuck is that?
I go, I'm not familiar with that
I
method.
Know. We used to just have to like put an eyedropper down their throat and like fucking take it, you know? You've seen those deep throat videos. The bitches just have to take it.
Dang.
Skylar gags and chokes on it, but loves it.
He does.
And tears are coming out of his eyes. You see a little bit of mascara running, too.
Oh, no.
Take it. Skylar, digesting down this fluid, you start to feel completely normal. You've lost all thought of worms, and you feel your taint frozen to this ice worm.
Dude, those seasonings really kind of helped.
As he's discombobulated, I'm going to try and pick him up out of the ice worm.
Okay.
And basically, like, cradle him.
And Skylar, do you accept?
I think I'm still just a little bewildered about, like, the sauce was actually, it didn't taste as bad as I thought it would. Because
Fair enough. Surprise attack. Kevil lifts him up and keeps him in your tail, put him on your back.
Just kind of hold him in my arms for now, and then I kind of
Like a little baby, like you're rocking.
Yeah,
him?
like a baby.
A little Rocky baby.
And then I kind of look at Olivia and I go, we gotta go.
Okay.
And then I would say we probably run away from the butt pirates. Okay. And we head towards...
Away from them and into the forest or back into the road?
I guess through the forest to High right. Front.
Livy, looking at Skylar being just carried really gently, baby-like, you get like weird vibes of a baby Yoda.
I mean, you could have just pulled me like a sled. You know, you don't have to carry me. I don't want to be a burden.
You look so cute.
All right,
put your nipple
around.
Away.
My nipple's hard and dripping with milk.
Oh God. moving forward and towards the body that's smoking, you guys peer forward into a pretty dense forest, but you can make your way forward. It's not completely immovable, and you guys can now walk forward. So you see lots of different insects and tiny weird creatures that do not look like things from Earth. You see something that looks like a ladybug, only it has Wolverine features to it.
Cool.
Jeez. So it's got like cool hair,
and it hisses at Skylar.
Hey, did you check that dead guy's body? Did you check his pockets?
We didn't have time. Our time.
He could have had something.
Keep continuing to walk forward. You guys now are making it through this forest, and you see all kinds of little random insects and dense weirdness all around you.
At this point, I kind of update Skylar and Olivia about what Jorge, the wizard, the dead wizard, was saying about how he was telling
his
story.
Name Jorge?
Jorge, yeah. He was Hispanic, right? Yeah. I'm assuming his name was Jorge or Jesus.
That's fair.
My legs hurt, you guys.
I must have missed that part.
I mean, I'm just making an assumption. Am I wrong?
Even though his name was Javier, but whatever.
I knew it.
Carlos?
Something with a J.
Javier Ravenclaw? Was that his name?
God damn it. All right. You're updating them. Walking now, you guys are making your way away. You don't hear or see much else at this point. You just see sounds of the forest.
I thought you said you gave me a health potion. My legs hurt like shit right now. Like, seriously, they fucking hurt.
Well, see, so what actually, you had Kevin and Drakenmaja blood instead.
Wait, no, stop. Stop.
Okay.
Fuck you.
What's wrong?
Fuck you.
Dude, well, you were going crazy again for worms.
Yeah, you
man.
Were doing the thing.
No.
Yeah, you were.
No,
you,
I wasn't.
You named a fucking ice worm Blitzen, and then you rubbed blood
you
on it and named it
Rudolph.
You tried
to steal my fucking soul.
Soul?
Kevin. Yeah, the rod. My soul's in the rod. You tried to fucking take it.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin voided out my contract with my hitman. No. How the fuck you do that legally? I don't know.
Well, you were fucking insane.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was just fine.
You were.
I was just fine.
You were never just fine.
I've always been just fine. Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me. I'm fine. I'm
Are
sexy.
You really, Olivia,
I'm
he's
fucking
he's got
bangable.
A good point. He has been just fine. Like, not really good.
I'm great. You know what? Fuck you too. I'm great. You know what? Scaly ass. Get some lotion.
He's kind of been moderately middle of the road this whole entire journey.
Skylar, you start to feel the scaly hardness of Kevo's body against yours, and it's not super comfy.
You're fucking chafing me, man. Get some cocoa butter.
Well, if you wouldn't have done something stupid like fall five stories.
Whatever, dude. You know? You guys are assholes.
We'd have to be carrying you.
Take me to fucking High Front.
That's right. What we've been trying to do the whole fucking time.
You guys are jerks.
All right.
All I ever do is fucking help you guys. I can hear that.
Whatever.
Fucking hear it.
I have a question.
Fire away.
I don't have any answers
so
for you.
Okay, so we hear insects and bugs and stuff, so does that mean there's water nearby?
At this point right now, you do not hear any running water.
Shit. Okay, so I'll just stay covered in blood then. That's fine.
You liked it a minute ago. Who's the crazy one now?
Well, I was high off of killing a Drakenmaja that you did not have any part in.
Maybe it'll be good like in Walking Dead where you're covered in Drakenmaja blood, so
Ooh,
other Drakenmajas will stay away from us.
Other Drakenmajas, yeah.
So, guy. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure Bortok's on the way. So we should probably get our shit together in case he shows up before we make it to High Front. This is a pretty big problem.
I mean, he's always going to be after us as long as we have this. And I just hold my arm up with the chain at the soul well.
Skylar lifts up the spirit well.
Well, maybe we should just leave it.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Goable.
What kind of fucking plan is that?
Peering out in front of you, you don't see any break in the forest within your visible range, but you can continue forward.
I mean, I don't. Do you guys have any better ideas? I feel like we just got to get to High Front at this point.
Dude, our goal has always been High Front. Let's fucking get there.
I mean, I don't think I can walk too good, guys.
Just go to sleep, Skylar.
I look at Olivia and I go,
fucking tell me to go to sleep.
Oh, Kevel, from your left, you start to hear a couple branches and things moving around, like something or someone is moving off to your left, maybe about 50 yards away.
I kind of whispery talk.
Okay.
That I hear something.
Faden?
Off to the direction. And
is it Faden?
I don't know, Skylar. It's probably not Faden. He probably didn't make it this far. He's scared of the Drakenmaj in the forest.
But I mean we killed I mean you guys killed him. I mean you killed it.
Skylar, yeah, but there's more out here. There's more than just one.
So
Kevel, you hear more noises of something or someone out around you.
I kind of look side eye at Olivia and I'm like, should we just give him one of the potions so that way he can fight?
I only have one health potion, huh? I don't want to waste. I didn't know he had any. Baby, I don't want to waste it on your little limb.
Don't waste. Yeah, don't waste it on me.
Like your leg is fine. You're not dying. See, that's what I wanted to use it. But anyways, I guess that's fine.
No, I don't even want it.
Shut up, Scott. You're such a little.
All right, I
can't even fucking say it. I'm so irritated.
I gently place Skylar to the ground. I gently place him to the ground. Is there a nearby tree? I'm assuming there's lots of trees.
There's lots of trees.
So I'm going to place Skylar down, and then I'm going to try and scurry up a tree and try and get an advantage of whatever the sound is.
All right. Placing Skylar on the ground. Skylar, do you accept being placed on the ground, or do you put your arms around his neck?
No, yeah, he can set me down. That's fine.
All right. Go ahead.
What?
Now you're okay with what's happening to you. Anyway.
Skylar, you now are sitting on the ground, back against the tree, just kind of peering out.
I try to stand up.
Able to stand up, Skylar, you do get to your feet, but you do feel significant pain from your spine shooting down your sciatic nerve.
Yeah, that's not so good. I sit back down.
Is it really that bad? Hold on, a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, do you have any aspirin?
I bring out a picture of smiley faces and sad faces. Like, point to which one you are.
I just stare at her blankly.
Okay, fucking here. You know what? You're fucking useless when you're like this.
You're
when
fucking you're complaining useless. You're and you're stupid. Like, your God. Hair is ugly.
What? God damn it. What? I yell from the trees. What the fuck is going on down there?
I don't want your help. I don't need your help. I'm fuck this. Fuck it. And I get back to my feet and I use the ice rod as like a walking stick.
All right. Skylar, you get back up to your feet. You could hobble along using the glacier rod.
So as I hobble like every two steps, I'm like, ow.
God, Skylar's quit being so stubborn. Here, take this.
You keep your shit to yourself. I don't take it.
Are you serious? Kevin said there's people
stealer.
Coming.
Fucking soul
and you
want to
know what I think? I hear people coming too, and I want to go on the fucking tree.
As you guys are talking and arguing, you see a figure pop out from the side, and Skylar, you immediately recognize this as your friend Faden.
Faden!
You guys killed the Draken Maja.
I told you we'd fucking
kill
him. Can
I have my gold back and I'll do stuff again?
Dude,
I'm ready to fight.
I didn't tell you to go. It was my contract.
I know, but your friend was really like.
It's my contract.
It's not my fault. It's your friend's fault.
It's not his. It's not. No, it is his fault.
No,
you're
it's
right.
100%, yeah,
it's
100% his
fault. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to go, but he was just like, here, fine, I'll take your gun.
I told
you
we
leave. And I was like,
I told you we could kill it. You didn't believe me.
I didn't, and I apologize immensely.
But, I mean, how sorry are you?
Oh, hi, Lizzie.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Lizzie.
I push Skylar so he falls over.
Ow! Ow! Fuck! Ow, my back! Ow!
Skylar does fall to the ground. He's like, oh no, don't push him. Oh.
Faden,
you ditched us.
I did not.
You ditched us when we needed you most.
I gave the gold back.
And you ditched us.
Faden, do you have any aspirin?
It's not my fault. The lizard man just said go. I don't care.
I thought you guys were bros.
I thought you guys didn't even care about me, so I left. But I knew my notch bro Sky.
Faden, I need some aspirin. Do you have any health potions?
I don't.
I swear to God. I kicked the rod further away
so
from
you
his
know,
body.
If I can have my gold back, you can have this little guy. And he pulls out a little test tube full of green liquid.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Do I get my gold back?
Yeah. I'll give it back to you for sure.
Oh, wait. Well, more importantly, are we Notch Bros?
Oh, bro. If you give that to me, we're like Notch Bros Supreme.
Then consider it yours. And he extends it out to you with his palm open.
I take it immediately and drink it.
From up in the tree, I'm just gonna.
All right. Well, I attempt to drink it. I guess. I don't know.
No. You did.
Somebody stop.
You're
okay.
Good.
Well, I mean, I might stop
been
you.
Poison. Somebody might try to stop me. I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah. Kevin could tongue it. Kevin, do you tongue it?
Well, hold on, because I'm up in the tree. Yes. Right. So yes. I scurried up the tree. As Faden shows up, I want to kind of take a perception around to see if he's trailing anybody with him behind him.
Okay.
It's a trap.
Kevil, peering around in several different directions, you don't notice any other people or followers or anything else suspicious. You just see Faden.
All right, so I let Skylar take the potion. I'm going to drop down to the ground now.
All right. Skylar, drink it down?
Drink it.
All right.
We'll risk it.
Your body dissolves from the inside out.
You never know.
Skylar, choking down the test tube, Faden looks over at you, goes, here, I'll help you with entertainment while you recover. Tagger tricks, tagger tricks, tagger tricks. Tagger tricks, tagger tricks, tagger tricks. And then you slowly start to feel a couple pops and cracks in your leg, and you start to feel things snapping back together, and you feel your body starting to slowly replenish, and you're starting to already feel a little bit better.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Livy, peering over at Skylar, you're still holding your health potion as he drank.
That's great. I jump up and like click my heels and shit. I'm like, oh, I feel amazing. Damn, Livy, look at that shit, huh?
I kick the rod away from him.
hey, and I run over instantly and grab it. Don't be a dick.
I put the health potion away.
Livy puts it back in her bag.
It's fine.
Did Skylar give Faden the gold yet?
No, he did indeed. Oh. That was the exchange.
Oh, I didn't know. I actually.
Oh, when he extended it out with the palm out, he accepted the gold.
Oh, all right. Well, okay.
That's fine. I was going to negotiate a better deal, but that's fine.
I don't know how much did I even give him.
You gave.
I don't remember.
He loves giving him fucking gold.
Just love giving Faden gold.
You gave him 10 gold in total.
Basically a sugar
daddy. I stole like 14 from the dead dwarf, druid dwarf guys.
You have a good amount.
Oh, plus we already had a lot.
Skylar's fucking loaded.
Yeah,
we
stole all the money and stuff from the other lizard man snake guy thing.
I stole my own bunch of gold.
I don't think, did I ever give the gold that Faden gave me back to Skylar? I think
no.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I didn't? All right, so I'm just going to hang on to it then.
Skylar's unaware. He just pulled out new gold from his current gold. Yeah.
All right, that's
fine. I know that he said that he got the money back and told him to fuck off, and I was just pissed.
But he never.
I never.
Gave
yeah,
it.
I never asked him
he
to give
explained.
It to me.
Yeah.
As he said.
All right, so I'm gonna kind of make another proclamation. Like we need to go. Like I look at Faden and I go, "There's something fucking dangerous coming. We need to leave."
Yeah. Lizard man's right. I was gonna go that other way, but then there was like this whole like real dark army with like a whole bunch of people. So I was like, oh, man.
How far back?
I don't know. I was kind of like at a brisk walk.
The fuck?
I saw them, and then I ran like at a full sprint back. And I was like, oh, Sky, man, I should go back.
Yeah. I'm glad you did.
I mean, let me take all of that back. I saw the Dark Army, and I was like, oh, I have to go warn my Notch Bros. And that's what happened.
Okay.
So were they to the pirates, the bandits yet?
No.
So what do we figure? We got about 30 minutes probably from where the bandits were to where we're at now, at least.
I think we should probably go.
So you ran
quick.
Past the bandits twice and they didn't see you?
Yeah, I'm fast.
It's fast fingers.
No, your fingers are fast.
He's pretty fast.
They sure are, Lizzie.
You gotta be able to say Lizzie without laughing, you asshole.
I keep fucking it up. God damn it.
I ignore him.
All right, so I'm gonna start. So I'm gonna climb up into the trees.
Well,
I jump down.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna go back up into the tree. I'm gonna try and get as high as I can to see if I can get an idea from where Bortok is. You know, I'm assuming there's got to be some dark cloud, some stupid wizard thing.
All right, Kevil, making your way up to one of the highest trees around you, you are able to peer back to the north, away from where you guys are going to the League of Wizards, and you do see silhouetted figures off in the distance. And if you peer back south, it appears as though Bortok's army or horde of people is twice the distance away from you as the League of Wizards.
All right. I'm going to call for Olivia to super boot jump up and greet me at the top of the forest.
Okay. I do that.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for that reaction. Nah.
Livy, gracefully jumping up in the air like a little sprightly thing.
Lemur.
A sprightly lemur jumps up and gets right to where Kevil's at in the trees.
Bam.
And she's able to grab onto a branch and say, "What's up, buddy?"
That's not what I said. I said, "What's up, buddy?"
I look at Olivia and I go, "Hey, what's up, buddy?
God damn.
Have a bloody buddy."
So I basically kind of brainstorm the only people who are actually thinking in this party right now.
I'm down below creating a secret friend handshake.
Yeah,
with Fast Fingers Fade.
I don't know if you can keep up, Notch Bro. Da, 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 da. And he starts moving his fingers really fucking fast. Like you're having trouble keeping your eyes on.
I'm trying to get it.
Skylar is smiling really fast.
He's making a really good handshake with Fast Fingers.
Do I see them doing this?
Like no, you're
fucking with
south.
Libby. You're up there. Hey, buddy. Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying. Do I hear them?
You hear them enjoying each other's company.
Right, I'm gonna take a lizard shit from the top of the trees. A nice big lizard shit. Right down their general direction.
Livy, peering off at Kevo, crouching and making an awkward maneuver and saying nothing. But
I'm going to say something.
Oh, you say so? Oh, what do you say to Livy?
Yes, Jesus. After I take my shit.
No, this is during your shit.
This is during. I'm talking to her during my shit.
He doesn't even say anything. He's just this
concentrating.
Is it.
He's aiming.
I'm aiming my projectile duke. So I'd look at Livy and I go, "Look, I think we
are
should,
you Jesus. Shitty?
Yeah, no, but I'm shitting on them. It's okay.
But I need to know, is this like just a soft, I'm going to let it happen, or are you trying to shotgun blast it out?
How full am I?
You could shit. You could totally shit.
You can shit, bro.
You can't shit on me no matter how hard you try.
You're totally ready to shit.
What? What did you just say?
So you can't.
I'm going to aim directly for Skylar's head. Roll that D20.
Does it reverse?
I
just shit all over myself.
Comes out your mouth.
Kevo, crouching down in the trees, you shotgun blast out what looks kind of like a bird shit.
No.
It blasts out. It splatters across several tree branches on its way down. And hits Fast Fingers Faden and not Skylar.
Fair enough. Good enough.
Get down! And
it says raining!
I like tackle him down. Like, get down!
This isn't part of the handshake,
like
is it?
It's a sniper shot or something, you know? Like, what the fuck is that?
Kevin, I really hate their relationship.
Yeah, me too. It's okay. We're going to kill Fingers
Faden
pretty soon, I'm sure.
He gave him more gold.
I know. Notch, bro, man.
Dude,
I've got the stuff on me.
Dude, your nice white robes.
It's got little black specks in it. I don't understand.
Are those poppy seeds?
I don't know. Where did this come from? I don't understand.
I don't know. It flew right by me like the wind.
Skylar, peering up into the trees, you see the colorless asshole of Kevo sphincter wide open and aiming at you, tail up in the air, Livy with her hand on his shoulder, kind of caressing him and helping him
aim
with a bowel movement and aiming. She's looking down. She's looking down his back like a scope on a sniper rifle.
You sons of bitches. Oh, I'm gonna fucking get you guys for this. You sons of I don't know, Faden. I don't know where we got. If we get back to the river. If we get back to the
he
river.
He still has our back.
We can wash this stuff off. Maybe there was some flying creature or something. I'm not sure.
Flying creature. Okay. So I'm God damn it. All right. So I'm going to tell Olivia. Thanks for bracing me for that. That was great.
No problem.
I think we got to go though, cuz Bordock's coming that way.
Oh, quite the sniper.
This is no laughing matter. God damn it. And we got to fucking go. Oh, Jesus.
I get back up and I help Faden to his feet after having tackled him down.
All right. Skylar helping Faden up to his feet. Yeah, he does stand up. He's like, oh, I'm just glad I found you guys again, but we really got
to
get going.
Yeah, let's get going, man. We just got to get to the league and we'll get to the river. We'll get you cleaned up, man. We'll get you cleaned up.
All right. Thank you, because I don't even know what this stuff is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know.
Fucking Christ.
Fucking sons of bitches, assholes.
So assholes. I look at Olivia and I say, what we should probably do is we take high, we straddle each side of them, and we keep an eye down below to make sure they don't run anything stupid.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
So you and Livy are going to run recon?
Right. Yeah. We're going to kind of stay beside them, but we're going to make sure nothing is up ahead or that they're going to veer off.
Like if an animal was to like try and shit on them or something.
Right, yeah. Or if you know how like a lot of times like little kids get lost at the mall when they're not being corralled by their parents. Like I want to make sure that Faden and Skylar don't wander off like children at the mall. So I'm going to kind of skitter down. I'm going to skitter down and tell the two of them. I'm going to say, look, you guys, me and Olivia, we're going to be up in the trees and we're going to make sure that you guys, you know, stay on a straight path and we're going to keep an eye out from up above. Okay. Hey, if you guys hear anything, make the sound of a dying giraffe.
Hey, lizard man. Lizard man, be careful up there. Just be careful. I was hit by all this stuff. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's my shit. I shit on you. I was at the top of the tree and I took a shit on you. But Faden, hold on. So I did that so that way, because my lizard knows, I can smell it good. So if you wander off into the forest, I can track you down. It's okay. I meant to get it on Skylar too. And I jump down and I smear some off of Faden and put it onto Skylar. Onto like the back of his head. Like I rub it into the back of his hair.
Oh my God.
Faden, speechless to this entire act of everything you've said and are doing, just kind of lets you watch in kind of a mystified horror as you take some of your own shit off of his shoulder and reach out to grab it on a Skylar. Skylar, did you accept?
No, I try to swat his hand away. I'm like, get the fuck away from me, you sick fuck. God damn you. You have issues.
I'm aiming what for is like your problem the back of his head to like ruffle it shit. Into his hair so that way I could, you know, keep the scent on him.
You like take your own diapers off as a kid and play in the shit too? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
No, it's to keep you safe, bro.
You watch scat videos on fucking Pornhub, dude? That's sick.
Skylar.
They're not even allowed.
Skylar.
And you know that because you've looked.
Skylar flails helplessly as Kevo rubs shit on the back of his head.
God damn it. I'm going to fucking get you, dude. I'm going to fucking get you.
So then I basically just announced
and
to
you,
both of them.
And I point at Liv.
So I both announced to him. I say, look, just go that direction. And I point the direction of High Front.
Faden, looking on, still speechless with wide eyes, just kind of blinking randomly, looking at his Notch Bro Skylar, and then looking up into the air where Livy's kind of up in the clouds. Do you do anything or say anything?
No, I flip him off.
It's like, I don't understand. I'm here to help, and like the one guy shit on me, another one's making crude hand signals at me.
Oh, no.
I've done nothing but make cool hand signals and dagger trick.
Yeah.
Just
you know
to
what,
be clear,
you know,
I'm flipping off Skylar.
Oh.
And I yell it. And
you know,
I yell
you know
it
what,
down.
We're fucking good, man. We're good. We're gonna get to the league. We'll pay these guys back.
Right,
we'll pay them
right,
back.
We're good. We're good. He reaches out to do your secret handshake.
I attempt to follow.
All right. Fast fingers Faden and Skylar successfully do their new secret handshake with each other.
Nailed it.
And it's It's actually pretty impressive.
No, it's not. I skitter up the tree.
So, Faden, I start to stretch a little bit. I'm like, Faden, your fingers are fast. How fast are your feet?
Oh, is that what we're going to do? We're going to do a running challenge?
Yeah, man. You ready to move like the wind?
Oh, I think I am. You wanna put a little wager on this? He reaches up and holds your bag of gold and jingles it in your face. You want to put a wager on this?
The money I already gave him?
Yeah.
Double or nothing?
And I gave him how much?
Eight.
Eight originals?
Wait, ten. I'm sorry. Ten.
And I have how many's?
100.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Skylar, you currently have 260 pieces of gold and 120 pieces of silver.
I'll do like five silvers, maybe.
I'm not doing it for anything less than two gold.
All right, two golds. Two gold, you're on. We're going to get there.
Oh, my God.
Let's fucking do this.
Let's do it.
All right, who says go?
I just take off running.
You son of a bitch!
Skylar, Livy, you see Skylar now running at a full sprint with his healthy legs. He's tearing ass, and he's making good distance away from Faden at this point in time. Livy, you're able to spryly bounce from tree to tree with your hair fluttery in the wind and very
crusty with blood.
Yeah, it's a little sticky.
Yeah.
But it's lemur-esque.
And nice and ugly, like what Skylar said. Because I don't forget things like that. You fucking asshole. Yeah. My hair is ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Just
unprompted, you son of a bitch.
You guys are being dicks to me.
And your hair's ugly.
Start backing me into a corner. I'm going to defend myself, okay?
Anyway, so I start gracefully hopping on the other end of them. So Kevin's on one. I'm on the other. I'm hopping from tree to tree.
All right, bouncing from tree to tree. You guys do peer forward. You guys have a good eye, and you've got, if you had to guess, at least 500 yards of trees and forest before you're going to reach the exit. Faden is chasing after Skylar. Kevo, you're able to jump from tree branch to tree branch. Livy, you're able to jump very lemur-esque and still fluttery, and you're able to jump higher than Kevo is up into the air, peering off into the distance. And if you do little 360s, you can see in every direction.
Yeah, I do that.
Peering off, you get a really solid lay of the land. You see that this forest stretches off east and west for pretty much off into the horizon. Forward, you're about 400 yards until you reach the opening into a big field, and you are able to see the large cliff face and a large city encircled by a large stone wall. You can get a good visual of High Front, and it looks real magical and like a Disney World.
You guys, it looks like Disney World over there.
Kevo, you hear that?
I love Star Wars Land.
That's in Disneyland. You're doing it wrong. This
world is in Florida, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Kevo rolled a two. That's why.
I didn't know how to address that.
Skylar, getting closer, you see Fast Fingers. Jucking and jiving up and down the odd little ground. He's able to jump over little tree branches and other bits of debris on the ground. You still gonna run full blast? Still trying to beat him?
Yeah, I'm like, we're trying to make distance on the Bortok Horde and get to the league. So I'm like, I'm going like,
you gonna
hardcore parkour?
You gonna play dirty? You gonna do any dirty stuff to your Notch Bro?
We're Notch Bros, man. I just took off on him without saying go. Notch Bros supreme. Yeah.
All right, you guys, jumping around, jucking and jiving. You do not see any other dangerous creatures or other people. You guys are making good time running out and through this forest. Kevo, you're able to peer off into the distance, and you guys are about 200 yards at this point. Skylar, you're ahead of Fast Fingers, and Fast Fingers is getting closer now.
I mean, I don't want to have to shoot any ice. Like, I feel like it'd be hard to, like, grab the rod and shoot some ice behind me while running full speed. Like, I don't know what else I even have that I could use. Like, I don't have any marbles, you know? I don't have, like...
You have any banana peels?
Did I use the rat skull for anything?
Turtle shells?
You still have the rat skull.
The rat skull, but I used the hay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Fire out of the hay.
Just beat him fair and square. Run faster.
I'm already running as fast as I can.
Roll again. Maybe you can roll and run faster.
I reach into the bag and I drop one gold as I run. Like, I kind of, like, flip it out, like, towards, like...
Do you just drop it down on the ground? Well, or you're, like, throw
well,
it
like,
in the
where
air?
Well, like, where is he in relation to me? Like, I'm running, he's gaining on me.
He's gaining on you, and he's probably about, let's say, 15 feet behind you.
Like, directly behind me?
Slightly off-center, but pretty much behind you.
Then I kind of just, like, flip it out to the side, like... I don't want to throw it, like, too high in the air. Maybe he'll run up and just catch it mid-stride. Yeah. But I want to, like, kind of flip it out towards it's, like, he could see it, but it hits the ground. So if he wants to pick it up, he's going to have to stop and grab it or, like, do
Jesus
some crazy.
Christ, you did a lot more thinking about throwing that piece of gold.
His name is Fast Fingers. You better be careful.
I know, right?
He could just get the other.
He'd do, like, some crazy gold. Fucking fancy slide move and, like, pick it up and keep going or something.
Tokyo drifting.
Skylar chucks a single piece of gold off to the side, and as it is flung... Fast Fingers does recognize the glimmer of a little sunlight right off of the piece of gold. Bing! And you see him cut to his left. He jumps, does a little spider monkey roll, grabbing it as he dives into the ground, flipping up and over, jumping up and into the air and still running, appearing to not even lose any,
son of a bitch.
Any speed at all.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's definitely Jewish.
Kevo. Kevo, you now are about 100 yards from the edge of the forest. You do see the open field in front of High Front stretching probably about a mile before you can reach the moat, the outside wall, stone wall, and lots of little, looks like large statues or figures in the around to kind of decorating the city.
So basically I heard you correctly. So there's like about a mile worth of field between
open
the forest.
Plains, yeah.
Right. With some scattered statues and bullshit and stuff.
Yeah. Skylar, you're coming up now to about the last 50 yards. You're still ahead of Fast Fingers, but he is gaining on you. And Faden is now neck and neck with Skylar, coming up to the last 50 yards to get out of the forest.
I yell out, Dragon Maja! And I kind of like point.
Dirty pool. That's a dirty pool.
Where do you... Wow, then he rolls a 20. So where did you point?
Just like to the side. Like, just like Dragon Maja.
All right. With the authenticity of an Oscar-winning actor, Skylar points off to the side. And Fast Fingered bites hook, line, and sinker, diving down to the ground to hide behind a tree. And Skylar is able to run and clears the forest before Fast Fingered Faden.
And then I do like a little Rocky dance.
Kevo and Livy, you guys are on the edge at the top of the trees at the edge of this forest. And Skylar is dancing around almost like a Special Olympics winner. And you peer back into the forest and you see Fast Fingers hiding behind a tree.
Okay.
And now you see large open plains for about a mile up to the city of High Front in the cliff face of a large mountain.
I stay on, like, the last tree on my end.
All right. Kevo?
Same. I'll probably kind of leap closer to where Olivia is so we can kind of have a final sane person conversation before we join the Dumb Dumb Brigade down below.
I walk back to get Faden and to let him know that I won.
Skylar, after dancing around, slowly walks back into the forest, slightly out of breath, but makes his way in towards Faden, and you guys see him walking in. And you and Livy are now in talking proximity.
Can you see how far Bortok is from here? I know you can jump
higher. His army? Oh... You know, when I was jumping up and around, I didn't see anything. But I can certainly try this time with that in mind.
Please, m'lady.
Okay. So I jump up really high with my boots. Do a perimeter check to see if I see an army.
Livy, jumping up into the air, you get a full 50 or 60 feet up into the air with a great vision behind you guys. Taking a look. You do see the silhouetted figures kind of blotching out the forest behind you. They are about a mile and a half to 2 miles behind you at this point, but they are approaching quickly.
Okay.
It appears as though the forest may slow them up a little bit, but they are approaching quickly.
Okay. I relay the message to Kevin.
Based on that information, does it seem that they're gaining ground on us, or are we about keeping... similar pace
with the Special Olympics race? You guys have kind of
Special Olympics.
You guys have kind
of... Oh, no!
Cartman!
Didn't need that.
Well, I was... It was South Park.
All right.
It appears as though they have slightly gained on you, but not a substantial amount.
All right, that's fine. I guess I'll probably just tell Olivia we got to jump down and probably keep moving.
Okay.
Hey, Notch, bro. Hey, Notch, bro. I beat you.
But there wasn't a Draken Maja.
Yeah, I just
I didn't see him. I was really scared. It made me really afraid.
It's all right, man. Don't worry.
I didn't want to run away again, but I stayed even though I was afraid.
Hey, you did good, man. Right here. High five, bro.
I don't know. Now it kind of feels like you tricked me, and I feel really taken advantage of.
Don't even worry about the bet, man. Just the fact that I won.
Wait, I could keep the gold?
I mean,
Notch Bros for life if I can keep the gold.
I mean, we only wagered two.
But that's still a lot. That's so much for me.
But I never, I didn't.
Special handshake? Special handshake.
I do the handshake. But I never, side note, we wagered the gold, but I didn't, give him the two. If he won, I would have had to give it to him.
Right. No, nobody gave any. He's just saying, I get to keep my gold.
He doesn't have to give me the two back.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I handshake him. Just the fact that I won.
Fast
you know?
Fingers with a newfound enthusiasm does a really the solid pride thing. Handshake.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Kevel, out now on the ground outside of the forest, you do see the handshake happen.
He's not that fast.
How fast are his fingers? I'm gonna jump down and greet my Notch Bros. It'd be like, guys, Bortok, he's about 5 minutes behind. We gotta go. We gotta go. Bortok is right here, Skylar. We gotta go.
Gotta go. You gotta take a shit.
No, we gotta run.
As you guys are saying this, you see a figure that has been approaching this time, and he's slowly coming up to you. He looks like he's got a large spear. Livy, you recognize some similar armor to not completely, but some similar armor to what Thaddeus would wear, and he is approaching all of you guys.
Is he alone?
Yeah, he's single. Single solitaire with a long spear.
From the direction of Highfront?
Yep.
And
from
the open plain?
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
I haven't jumped down from the tree yet. Does he see me in the tree?
You can't tell.
Okay. But it looks like he's coming straight towards
yep.
the guys on the ground. Okay.
Yep.
What type of weapons do I have other than I got the Emerald Sword, the Ice Shaft, I got the Nature Rods, I think are both kaput.
They're both kaput.
Yeah.
And the glacier rod is pretty low. You're at about 20%.
Do I still have fuel for it?
You do.
If only you didn't waste on that ice worm sleigh contraption.
You're the one that told me to make a fucking wheelchair. Don't blame me. Blame yourself.
The intricacies of a wheelchair.
I just go for the emerald sword then. I just pull it out at the ready.
Kevo?
I'm going to kind of take the lead point and walk out towards greeting him with basically just my hands kind of up.
As a lizard man, you realize you don't I guess it's Skuldar. There's all types of different kind
of fucking
folks.
Weirdos.
Kevlo's appearance does not appear to dissuade this person walking towards you.
Hands up, non-threatening manner.
Walking still straight forward, spear now outstretched toward all of you. He's coming up now and he's about 20 yards from you, still approaching closer. Livy, did you come down from the tree?
I come down a little bit to where I'm just covered by branches. Oh. Really, not really in view and just watching the whole time.
Fair enough. Livy stays stealthy. It doesn't appear as though he sees Livy.
How big is this guy? Is he big like Thaddeus or is he like a normal
person? Yes, he's large like Thaddeus, but not as big as Thaddeus.
So Kevin's he's going outside the tree line into the plane, and the other guy's walking at us in the
open
plane.
Yeah, he's walking towards you from Highfront.
So how far is Kevin from the tree line?
Just outside, maybe 5 yards out.
I just tell Faden, I'm stay behind me. And then I just kind of stay kind of low.
I think that's just a paladin. I mean, he's just going to make sure everything's cool.
Yeah, well, everybody in this place tries to fuck us.
All right,
except for you, of course.
Yeah, all right, Notch Bros. Yeah, handshake.
Okay, hang on. I put the emerald sword under my other arm because I only have the one hand. you know, and I'm like, fuck, like, and I just like kind of like, and I put it down, and then I go to do the handshake.
Oh god! I fucking hate this game so much. I fucking hate Skullbar.
Fast Fingers, he's back! And he made it back to continue the Skylar bromance. Will they have graphic gay sex? Gonna have to tune in next time! Sweet Jesus, that was an episode for the ages, my friends. I hope you all enjoyed. Also, this week, I will be releasing the very first animated adaptation from The Lost Tales of Adventuring. The very first 5 minutes of the series, when you met your new besties. Please check out the Third Branch channel on YouTube this Friday, if you can. Share that fucking video to every social media outlet you got. That exposure would mean a lot to the show itself and hopefully get a little boost in listenership. And as per usual, you can find me on Twitter, at Mitch Stockton, or thethirdbrand.com, or The Third Brand on Facebook. And for Skylar, check him out at The Real Skyman with two N's and old Kevo at Kevo Modesto. Send them messages and dick pics. They'll love that. Until next time, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvie, and Kevo Modesto, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical.
Notch Bro Supreme.
That's the title of this episode. Sorry.
Notch Bro Supreme.
Notch Bro Supreme.
I like
that. That's a shitty episode. You don't want that.
You always say that.
I'm going to call this episode Skylar's a Faggot.
There you go. That's better.
I like that one.
Get the fans riled up.
Everybody will think Chris is back.
Who?
You need a second, buddy?
No, I'm good.
Swallow wrong?
Oh, no. I burped and I threw up a little bit.
Is it from the the blood cum?
No, I'm drinking the beer and like sometimes you burp and you get that little reflex. Like,
you weren't drinking beer in the RP.
What? No, I'm just, you know.
You're drinking cum and blood.
Yeah, RP, you piece of shit.
Yeah, when I come, when I come, there's normally blood in it, so it's like pretty much the same thing for me.
Oof.
That's intense.
You should get that checked out.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
You should see a real doctor.
The doctors, they call that a super AIDS spreader.
Yeah. SAS for short.
Because it's usually like blood or semen, but it's like blood and semen, so it's like you're guaranteed to get it.
You like to party?
Yeah. Love it.
Apparently he does.
Love to party.
Like to party.
Okay, yeah.
That didn't sound like it at all.
Yeah, that was the worst Rocky song.
What was that?
Why don't you do it?
Now that was the worst one I ever heard.
Thank you.
I was just copying what he did.
Yeah. Well, you did it worse.
I don't know. I think she was trying to do it better, but ended up being worse.
Come on, Downsy.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't be here.
I was doing Eric Cartman.
I don't need a home.
But Livy went too far.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you guys.